It's a good day when Tammy Delaney hears a train rumbling down the tracks outside of the century-old granary building she owns in Hayden.
Hey, you even got the train noise today.
Delaney is a leader in the local business community. In that train, it's carrying a load of coal from the nearby 20-mile coal mine. But as the industry in Rout County declines, so too are the trains.
When we purchased the granary over 10 years ago, there were probably 4 or 5 trains of coal heading through every day. So it was a continual use of that line. And many in the coal industry would say, every time you see a train pass through, the tax dollars that are being carried on those trains is immense. And, you know, the sale value of that is immense. We don't see that anymore. We see maybe one train every 3 weeks.
The mine is producing about half as much as it did 2 decades ago, and the local coal-fired power plant, Hayden Station, is expected to start shutting down in the next 10 years.
If there is not a smooth transition, that's going to be a profound impact.
Inside the granary building is a cozy coffee shop. You can usually find elected officials here and town manager Matthew Mendisco. We strike up a conversation next to an old wood-burning stove.
I have 3 neighbors just in my neighborhood on my street that work at either 20 Mile or Hayden Station. That's just on my street. It's extremely important to our economy, but Hayden has no delusions or no misunderstandings that we're going to have control over what that industry does in the future.
Still, Mendisco, who is in his 30s, is ambitious about the future. He points to a 2017 tax hike approved by voters to pay for roads and infrastructure. There's a new $41 million school under construction and a growing regional airport that welcomes skiers to Steamboat Springs. But
there will be people who will lose their jobs. There may be people who will decide that they can find another job in another area. That would be unfortunate, because we love everybody here. But all we can do is continue forward, and we will. I mean, I have no doubt. And the people here will be the reason that that happens.
And that includes Brian Hoza. He's led the local school board for 2 decades. Sitting at his dining room table, we talked about how the decline of the coal industry is impacting this town of about 2,000.
You know, there's a lot of the old timers that just wonder where things are going to go, you know. Kind of sustain their old future, but they're worried about their next generations.
So what can be done to keep the economy vibrant after the loss of coal? It depends on who you ask. As one of the old-timers, Hoza feels town leaders should be marketing the area more to lure in the next big thing.
We have to get the word out to the right companies, the right industries, the right economic endeavors, so they understand that this is an option here.
But he has no specific ideas. Back at the granary building, Tammy Delaney thinks they should play up their agricultural roots and do more events to capitalize on the resources Hayden already has.
We used to have the vintage auto races in Steamboat. It's outgrown itself. They basically had no room to have those races anymore. We have some cool places out here that we could host a vintage auto race.
Retraining coal workers is an option that often comes up in conversation around that wood-burning stove, but it's not one that sits well with town manager Matthew Mendisco.
Let me just be frank, because that's the way we do it in Hayden. Saying you're going to retrain a 45 to 50-year-old, completely brand new, is stupid. It's lip service.
Mendisco is pushing for a new hotel and finding a replacement for one of the 2 local restaurants in town that just closed. He's also looking to his hometown of Naderita, another small coal town in southwestern Colorado, for guidance. They lost their coal mine and power plant.
What I've learned is that you have to plan for the future. And what I mean by plan for the future is you can't be stuck in one mode of how you do things.
In our next story, we'll visit Naderita to see how they are rebuilding following the loss of their coal jobs. I'm Scott Franz in Hayden, Colorado.